So, you have an Aquaman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And as you know, Aquaman is cool now.
Of course, he drank alcohol in Justice League and said, my man.
Exactly. So just to quickly reestablish how cool he is, I thought we could put some heavy metal guitar riffs when he shows up at the beginning.
Would that actually work?
Oh yeah, check this out.
Oh, very cool.
Right?
Yeah, I suddenly feel like watching What You Do for a little over 2 hours.
Okay, well, I have a colonoscopy scheduled for right after this meeting, but you're free to tag along.
I'll definitely do that. So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna establish Aquaman's backstory by spending some time with his parents.
And what's their deal?
Aquaman's dad is this guy named Thomas, and he's a lighthouse keeper.
Okay.
And one day, he notices something very peculiar wash up on shore.
So he sleeps with it?
I mean, yes, but I didn't tell you it was a living being that washed up on shore. How'd you know that he sleeps with it?
It's just the natural order of things, you know? A man discovers something new, and immediately it's like, I gotta find a way to make love to this.
Well, yeah, that is pretty much how it goes. So it turns out it was this lady from Atlantis named Atlanta that washed up.
Wow.
And she eats his pet goldfish, so instantly he's like, oh, let's make a baby.
Eating people's pets is super romantic.
So then we're gonna jump forward in time and have a submarine filled with military seamen be attacked by pirates.
Oh, seamen is tight.
R.
Ah, is that what the pirates sound like?
No, that's the word you should have used instead of is to downgrade that sentence from disgusting to just weird.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So anyway, in the middle of the submarine takeover pirate mission, an older pirate gives his son a knife.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and he tells him a story about his grandfather, and they have a nice bonding moment. It's really nice.
Seems like the kind of thing he would have done before or after the mission.
Well, he's gonna do it right in the middle of it.
Well, okay then.
And then Aquaman's gonna come on board to stop them, and they're gonna try to kill him.
Amazing.
And then the daddy pirate's gonna get pinned and the submarine's gonna be filling up with water.
Uh-oh.
So then the son is like, Aquaman, you need to help him. He's gonna die.
How could he possibly expect Aquaman to help after trying to murder him?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but this way we have a motivation for the son to become Black Manta.
Oh, Black Manta. People love that character from the comics.
Yeah, he's like Aquaman's nemesis, so he's gonna be really badass and there's gonna be a huge fight between him and Aquaman.
Amazing. That's gonna be a great way to end the movie.
Oh no, it's gonna happen like halfway through the movie and then he's gonna be gone till the mid-credits.
Oh, that's very disappointing. Maybe we should just save the character for the sequel, you know? Really do him justice?
No.
Fair enough.
Anyway, the main bad guy is this dude named Orm.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's Aquaman's half-brother, and he wants to wage war on the land dwellers, because we've been throwing trash in the ocean.
Oh, so what does he do?
Well, he does this really cool thing where he makes tsunamis and sends all the trash back on shore.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Right?
Why didn't he do that in the first place?
What do you mean?
I mean, if sending trash back to shore was an option, why didn't they do that right away, you know? Prevent the oceans from being polluted at all.
I don't know.
The land dwellers would have been like, oh, I guess you can't dump trash in the ocean, it comes right back.
Yeah, I guess that would have saved the lives of a whole bunch of sea creatures and prevented this whole thing.
Probably.
Anyway, Aquaman is gonna challenge him to a big fight.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's like this big event, there's a huge crowd of people watching and an octopus playing the drums.
What?
Yeah, they trained a giant octopus to play the drums. Pretty cool, right?
If they could train an octopus to do stuff, why would they train it to be a musician?
Listen, do you want to see a giant octopus play the drums or not?
Of course I do.
Well then let's not think about this too much.
Well okay then.
Anyway, so then Aquaman and this lady Mira need to find a trident so Aquaman could become king.
Okay.
So they're gonna go to the Sahara Desert and Sicily and Jurassic Park.
Oh, surprise dinosaurs are the best kind.
So the movie's basically gonna jump back and forth between crazy action scenes and the characters delivering a bunch of exposition to each other.
Well, it must be difficult to jump back and forth between exposition and action.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, once enough information has been delivered in a scene, I'll just have the conversation be cut off by an explosion.
Oh, well, that's one cool way to transition. What other ways are we gonna use?
Other explosions.
That works.
Yeah, over and over again. And then Aquaman is gonna find his mom that he thought was dead and then get his hands on the trident.
Wow.
And then we're gonna have a giant CGI battle with a bunch of sharks and lasers and sea creatures.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be like watching Star Wars and Tron at the same time while sitting inside an aquarium that's way over capacity.
Amazing.
And then Aquaman is gonna fight Orm, but their mom is gonna pop out, so Orm is gonna be like, oh, you're alive, that's great, I overreacted.
Why did she wait so long to pop out?
So we can have a giant CGI battle scene.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I think the right soundtrack could really make this a thrill ride, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I wanna get some special tracks made for this, really get a reaction out of people.
What kind of reaction are we talking?
I'm talking about the kind of music choices that make people puke in their mouths.
What? Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a lot more of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and comment and share and subscribe. And as always, check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.